Welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. I'm here with Nancy Harhut, Chief Creative Officer at HBT Marketing and author of the book, Using Behavioral Science in Marketing. Thanks for being here, Nancy.
Chris, thanks so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm excited. You know, it's fun to do these in person. We're going to dive into behavioral science and marketing, but first, this podcast is called Talking Too Loud because when I get excited, I cannot control the volume of my voice. So I have to ask you the question, what's got you talking too loud?
Chris, what has me talking too loud is the fact that there are counterintuitive messaging moves that marketers can exploit. This is huge, okay? We think we know what things are going on. We think we know what we're supposed to be doing, but there are some moves that may not make sense, but they are making money.
There are senseless moves that are making money. Is that what you're talking?
And they become very sensible because they're making dollars and cents.
I can't just hit this and then not go deeper. So let's go. What are some of these counterintuitive moves that people should be doing?
Okay, so I'll share one with you. We should be telling, as marketers, we should be telling people that they don't have to buy our products and services.
Okay.
Huh? Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you would say, hey, we spend a lot of time and money to get people to become customers.
Yeah.
No, tell them they don't have to buy. Why? Because when you say to somebody, but you are free to choose, but the choice is yours, but it's up to you, you
agency?
Can double the likelihood people do what you're asking. It's all about agency, exactly.
That's awesome. And how did you discover that?
Well, you know, so I read a lot. I love behavioral science. I work with behavioral scientists. I test things in market with my clients. I research things. And I read about it. I think it was in Roger Dooley's book and started to test it, and it works.
That's amazing. Do you have any other, like, counterintuitive tips like that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go. What
Definitely.
Are they?
Okay. okay, so here's another one. You should make a request that you know will get refused. Make a request that you know will get refused. And you'd say to me, well, that's crazy. It's hard enough to get someone to say yes. Yeah. Why would I ask something I know they'll say no to?
Yeah.
Here's why. When you lead with a bigger request, people say no. And if you quickly pivot and follow with a smaller one, people will say yes. They don't like to say no repeatedly. You concede, I concede, it all works out.
Do you think that people should do that just in the sales process or in their marketing as well? Like, have you seen people do that? Like, make a request of somebody broadly in their marketing to try to then have the ask be pretty small that they're for what they're trying to actually get?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we shoot for the stars. We make the big ask, and if someone says yes, great.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then we kind of scale back, and we can do it in person in sales, or we can do it in our marketing materials. You know, go for the big sell. If that doesn't work, hit them up with the next lowest thing.
What's one thing that can influence consumer behavior that most marketers are missing out on?
So, you know, we like to think of ourselves as logical, rational people who make good decisions and know why we make them, right? And by extension, we think that our customers and prospects do that.
Yeah.
And the thing that we miss is that's not the case.
Yeah.
Very often people are on autopilot. They aren't making these well thought out, well considered decisions.
Yeah.
And as marketers, when we get ahead of that, we can make it work in our favor.
Yeah. And just to go, let's go one level deeper on that. So what you're saying is, like, we think that everyone's like, you know, rational as an economics, you know, professor, researcher would say, but they're not actually, they're irrational. And as marketers, we can lean into that. What are some of the things that people should do that are really going to move the needle that wouldn't seem like they make sense from, like, an economic rational argument perspective?
Sure. So, you know, we've been taught it's right message to the right person at the right time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's fine, but that's only half the story. It's got to be right message to the right person at the right time and in the right way.
Yeah.
And the right way is a brain-friendly way. And the brain works in kind of strange ways. So,
yeah.
You know, so one thing we can do is, as marketers, we can lead with our highest prices. And a lot of times, like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to scare people away. I'll start with my entry-level price, and then I can move people up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And the reason it doesn't work is, you know, you start with, because you're anchoring people. If you start with your lowest price, you're anchoring them, and anything else seems more expensive. Start with your highest price. Maybe they bite, maybe they don't. If they don't, everything else looks great. You get a 4.2% increase in revenue based on some research that came out of the University of Colorado when you start with your highest price and then work down.
That's interesting. I mean, that's also true in negotiation, right? Whoever can anchor, like, dictates the whole conversation.
So and true, yes.
Yeah, I find that because people will reach out and be like, oh, can you tell us a price? And sometimes people are afraid to give a price. It's like, what you don't realize is, like, this is the greatest gift they could give you. Is let you try to anchor the conversation.
Yeah. You know, you set your price here, and maybe they'll come down a little bit as a counter. If you set your price here, they'll come down a little bit here as a counter. You're absolutely right.
What's one myth about consumer behavior that you wish marketers would stop believing?
So I'm going to say consumer, but I'm going to think of it in terms of the B2B marketing,
right?
Okay. And that is that we have to use acronyms and buzz phrases and big words and thick paragraphs and complicated language because, oh my gosh, we're talking to a business audience and they're educated and they're professional and so this is what we have to do.
Yeah, and they're wearing a suit while they're reading this or watching this. Yeah.
Right. You know, and study after study shows simple, easy to understand language is preferred by B2B people, by highly educated people, by professionals. So, so we need to kind of get that out of our minds that we have to have these thick paragraphs and run-on phrases. Simple, simple, simple.
Yeah, I love that. Totally agree. Okay, we're going to go to some wild card questions.
Oh, God, okay.
Okay. What's the best book you've read this year?
Oh, wow. Best book I've read this year? Oh. The Truth About Pricing by Melina Palmer.
Oh, okay, I don't know that one.
It's very good. It's all about the behavioral science behind pricing, which, anchoring is part of it, but there's a lot of other things that factor in as well. Yeah.
And on brand, so that's great. Always nice when that's on brand. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I can't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow.
Isn't that what karaoke is?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I it would probably be some like Broadway show tune or something, Chris.
Okay.
I don't know.
I
wouldn't even
good.
Have it, you know?
Okay, something from Wicked then, basically, is what I'll go
Wicked
with.
Wicked or Guys and Dolls or I don't know. Yeah, okay. You know?
Who's your brand crush at the moment?
My brand crush? I am loving Guru Media Hub.
Okay.
With Jay Schwedelson and his team. They have subjectline.com. They have the Delivered Conference. They have the Guru Conference. They give, such great stats, such great information. I got this shirt from them and from the Marketing Millennials.
That's great.
So I think that's my current brand crush.
Awesome. Well, look, Nancy, thank you so much. This is great. Where can people connect with you to learn more?
I'm on the socials. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, or you can go to HBT Marketing, which is my agency. HBT stands for Human Behavior Triggers. We're based here in Massachusetts, and you can contact me there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Easy.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.